Welcome to the Money Control Real Estate Show, where we provide actionable advice from real estate experts, developers, and first-time home buyers every week. I'm your host, Vandana Ramnani. Today we have Sriram Khattar, Managing Director, DLF Rental Business, to make us understand how the commercial real estate market is expected to pan out after the Omicron wave, and what will it be like for employees to return to work. Will they return to conventional workspaces or will they be returning to hybrid workspaces? Hello, Mr. Khattar. Welcome to the Money Control Real Estate Show.
Hello, Vandana. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thanks, sir. So, sir, a rebound in India's commercial real estate market, had been disrupted by the Omicron variant. Now, has it taken a toll on commercial space leasing? Are things limping back to normal now in terms of space take-up and rentals?
Yes, Vandana, this virus was absolutely unprecedented and unexpected. Mm-hmm. It took some time, the first 6-8 months, to get used to it and then do our best in terms of ensuring the wellness and safety of the tenant employees who were then slowly coming back to work.
Sure.
During this period, since it was unprecedented, the occupiers started thinking in terms of hybrid and in terms of different forms of working. And I believe it was a reaction to what was happening at that time and the psychological pressures that were there on every individual, whether it was from the point of view of workplace or family or children or friends or their social circles.
Right.
I am now seeing that this fear psychosis is slowly ebbing.
Okay.
And people have now got a little used to the third wave was not very severe.
Okay.
And I continue to believe that we are all social animals and we'll ultimately come back to our place of work.
Okay.
What had also happened is that the daily activity cycle of all the employees was disrupted because schools were not working.
Right.
Public transport was not working. Mm-hmm. So therefore, even if someone wanted to come to work, did not know where to leave the child, the creches were not open, the public transport was not there, it was too expensive to come on private vehicle all the time.
Right.
Now, with the opening of the schools and the public transport, the normal daily cycle is normalizing. The daily cycle is now normalizing. And we expect that the coming back to work will be far higher in percentage terms every week than what we have seen in the last 2 years after the earlier two waves.
Yeah. So what changes can one expect? What changes can employees expect when they return to their workplace?
So from an employee's point of view, there are three or four things that I foresee happening. One,
Okay. Then
companies will definitely go to A-plus developers and A-plus quality office space.
Right.
When an employee comes back, he should know that he is safe and his wellness has been taken care of.
Right.
Those examples, DLF, we decided to change the MERV filters for our air handling units across our portfolio,
mm-hmm.
and move from MERV 8 to MERV 14 filters, mm-hmm. which improves the quality of the incoming air manifold.
Mm-hmm.
And we completed this exercise and now we monitor the inside air quality and outside air quality, and we see a vast difference in the quality of air.
Okay.
We are now technically working on moving from change in air units per hour from 1 to 1.25, which is a norm, to about 2 air changes to 2.5 air changes per hour,
okay.
which will further improve the indoor air quality. In addition to that, DLF has been in the forefront of sustainability. And we have US Green Business Council LEED Platinum rating for all our buildings. And I see this trend even in retail, where the number of shoppers are coming back to near normalcy, which was pre-COVID. And now with the cinema halls, etc. opening, I see a surge happening there also.
Okay.
So the entire ecosystem of we as human beings being social animals is coming back to normal. So therefore, when occupiers come to us, they look at all these things, see the quality of the buildings that we are able to provide. And our buildings are global, are meet global standards.
Right.
And the quality of the sustainability, safety and wellness that we provide. And they get attracted. And I see a trend going forward that occupiers will come only to grade A plus developers who are able to give them all these things at quality locations.
Okay.
So therefore, developers who have quality locations will tend to get a larger market share compared to what the others would get. In terms of growth, which sort of petered down and was stagnant, and there was a little bit of degrowth in the overall India market.
Right,
sir. I see that coming back, but the gainers in this will be, in my view, the tier one city, grade A plus developers who are able to give high quality workspace solutions to the occupiers.
So, sir, what about IT companies who decided to continue with the work from home for a longer time? Has leasing demand or rental income been impacted?
Yeah, so this work from home was a reaction that was there to the unprecedented wave of COVID. This is now slowly, companies are asking their employees to come back, albeit slowly, but the employees are coming back and the percentage increase is increasing by the year, by the week.
Okay.
And we believe that if there is no further wave, we believe that the impact will be minimal and life will be more or less back to normal, because at the end of the day, we are all social animals and want to live in a social environment than live in an isolated situations.
And so with the government evaluating work from home as a new norm, do you think that this is going to give birth to new satellite offices in tier 2 and tier 3 towns? And is DLF exploring that opportunity?
So, Anjana, the work from home and moving to satellite towns are two separate aspects.
Right, sir.
If you have to work from home, then there is no need for a satellite town. So in work from home, I've already said that we are all social animals and we would like to come back to normalcy as soon as we can. And whilst there would be some level of hybrid that will happen, but it's not going to have any major impact on the leasing or the office growth market.
Okay.
In terms of satellite towns, the companies had started looking at the so-called hub and spoke models, etc.
Right.
But they now realize that the need for that may not be there, because the earlier daily ecosystem of people in terms of children going to school, transportation, entertainment, and their ability to move up in the ladder is going to come back. So I think while there will be, say, a very insignificant amount of developments in the satellite towns, but I don't think it will be anything major. I mean, it's very clear to all of us that, and as a worldwide phenomenon, that people move more to urban areas and people in urban areas move more to downtown and more developed areas. Therefore, trying to go back on this I do not see this happening in any significant way.
And so how well is the company prepared in case a fourth COVID-19 wave were to strike? Will that have any impact on leasing targets and revenue from rentals?
Okay, so when the COVID wave is there, we do not look at targets and we don't look at incomes. At that stage, we look for the safety of the employees of our tenants.
Mm-hmm.
And we have proven it twice over, where all our teams have been working 24/7, even during lockdowns as essential services, to ensure that the business continuity operations of the tenants work 100%. And touch wood, we haven't had a single complaint on that in the last 2 years.
Okay.
So we are now quite prepared in terms of what actions to take and what to do and not to do in the unforeseen event of there being a fourth wave. But, you know, we can only prepare that much, and we cannot prepare beyond the point because we don't know what form and shape the fourth wave, if it comes, it takes.
Thanks, Mr. Khattar. Thank you for joining me on the show. And with that, we wrap up this episode of the Money Control Real Estate Show. I'm sure our listeners would have gained valuable insights on the commercial real estate market from Mr. Khattar. For more tips and tricks on how to invest in real estate, tune into the Money Control Real Estate Show next week. Bye.